Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, comedian Greg Hahn plus stupid world records of scarecrows and Floyd the Trucker. All coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself for yet another awe-inspiring episode of Cliff Notes Theater. Today's Cliff Notes Theater, the monumental epic movie, Titanic.
Oh. Man, this is some boat. Uh-oh.
This has been Cliff Notes Theater. Cliff Notes Theater, when you just don't have time to set through the whole movie.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
I'll say hello to Ace Cosby, our engineer.
Well, Tom.
Proprietor of the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Chick McGee, bringing it to the orangeinsoles.com sports desk. Bringing what, you ask? Well, we'll find out. There's Josh. That's Christy Lee chuckling over there at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Greg Hahn is our guest.
Hotels.
Yes.
Should be honest with you when you check in.
Really?
Wouldn't that be fun? You say hello. They go, our walls are paper thin.
Yeah.
The free buffet is a zoo. Screaming kids, Cheerios, and the yogurt. Spotty Wi-Fi. Check out the stain on your comforter. Free breakfast. No matter what time you show up, you just missed it. We've got a pool and jacuzzi, but next door there's a mini clinic to treat whatever you picked up at our pool and jacuzzi.
Thank you very much. Yes. We turn to Christy Lee.
No, nope. We have a world record.
Stupid.
Oh, sorry.
Keep talking, Tom.
No idea.
What you do best.
I had no idea.
You told him to tease
a Tennessee city.
Tennessee whiskey. What a great
he's
song.
He's out on his feet.
Yeah, he is.
He really is.
He's thinking 18 hours ahead. He's
No. He's 1968, 69.
Wow.
Tennessee City is trying to break the world record for...
I have no idea.
The most scarecrows in the area.
Oh, this would creep me out.
I love this.
You don't like scarecrows?
They can be real creepy.
How long do you look at them? Just
I sit there for hours. I stare at it for hours waiting to see if it twitches.
Volunteers in Gatlinburg have been working to put up 4,000 scarecrows.
Oh, this is a movie.
Man.
This is a movie waiting to happen.
In order to beat the current record of 3,812 set by a city in England.
So they all come to life.
Yeah. Would you watch a movie called Army of the Scarecrows?
Yes.
Oh.
That's an easy costume, too, right? Just get some straw and stick it out of your sleeve. And
I'm
a scarecrow.
Pretty much. Classics.
A video of the scarecrows will be filmed so that it might be sent to Guinness Book World Records for review.
So it's not actually a world record yet.
Not yet. The first sentence is they're aiming to break the world record.
Well, then it's not a world record.
Well, so Josh, they're aiming to break the record for being shot into space without a parachute or a rocket ship. How are we doing?
We're as close to it as these scarecrow people.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to try.
Trying to watch this video of these scarecrows.
Oh, good. We're on the air. You realize that, right?
they're doing this. There we go. Oh, there's a lot of them back there.
Are they creepy?
No, they're Hobby Lobby scarecrows.
Yeah, they're sort of smiley face scarecrows.
Oh, the pre-bought?
Those are the scariest ones, though, with the smiley face.
They're the pre-bots.
No, this one looks like it just pooped its pants.
Isn't there a crazy...
That's not as scary.
Isn't there an existing scary movie with scarecrows?
Yeah, there are a couple, yeah. There's Night of the Scarecrow. Jeepers Creepers 2, there is
a scarecrow, the
creeper himself replaces a scarecrow. And
there you go.
Yeah, that's quite creepy.
Tom has a question.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, there was a vignette. With, oh,
yes,
yeah, Tom.
If you're going to measure the record for the most scarecrows.
We're talking about this now.
Wouldn't the simplest thing be to measure how many actual crows are not present?
So you measure by the lack of crows.
Yes, I mean, by definition, right now, this room... Scarecrow free.
So we've set a record for scarecrows?
We don't have scarecrow.
That's your logic. That's what just fell out of your mouth.
So
that's
stupid
and ridiculous.
You don't count the scarecrows, you count the crows.
Tom,
go ahead.
Tom, did you hear about the scarecrow won an award?
I did
not. Won an award?
Yeah, he was outstanding in his field.
Hey, there it is. Nice. With the theme song.
Sometimes he slips them in without the intro.
4,000 scarecrows.
Laughing like he's Jerry Lewis. I don't get it.
4,000 scarecrows. Oz was reported as saying, "You think I have that many brains?" That was a cute one, huh?
Yeah, sort of a humor in uniform, Reader's Digest, 1963.
A man outstanding in his field, is it?
Humor in uniform.
You know what they call them?
I give up.
Oh, what?
The terracotta farmers. That's a...
The Chinese warriors?
Yes,
is that where you're
right? Same thing, except they're scarecrows.
This is where you yell at the audience for not knowing what that is.
Okay, sorry. I think one of the greatest rock songs of all time is this one.
Rain on the Scarecrow?
Good tune.
Oh, this is... Everything about this song is great. Lead drums.
Good build up.
Listen to those drums. Kenny Aronoff.
Oh, the best.
Sounds like one drum right now.
Oh, God. That's one of the greatest songs.
Yesterday was National Hug a Drummer Day. Did you get hugged?
Nope.
You didn't?
No.
Well, get over here, honey.
This is awful.
Hey,
No humping, for God's sake.
We are the world.
Don't touch me.
I just love that. That's one of John Mellencamp's greatest songs.
And that guy Aronoff's unbelievable, man. What a great drummer.
That arrangement, the best.
He's got some little seminar where he gives a speech. I wasn't doing real well with drumming, and then I came up with a little trick. I started practicing 13 hours a day. What kind of little trick is that? I wanted a little trick.
I got
seriously.
I
got lighter drumsticks is what you wanted. Yeah.
This little thing I came up with. I started practicing.
It's true. I know people that used to live down the street from him down in Bloomington, and he would
play all day.
All day long.
And then gig all night.
And then he would wash dishes with Pat Godwin at a restaurant.
Yes, really?
That's right. Yeah.
Those two guys met many years ago.
Let me ask a favor.
It was Godwin's going to call him.
Can we go for 1 hour without talking about Pat Godwin? Is that possible?
Yeah. I suppose.
Do you get paid every time you say his name or something?
Does he get paid?
No, I would say it's just the opposite.
Can we start in 5
he's
like minutes?
He's a lot worse.
It's like I'm paying royalties.
He's a lot worse with money than I thought he was.
I know.
But the scarecrow thing is fascinating. And, of course, the most famous scarecrow of all time, I think, would have to be...
We give the roughest claw. Hi. That's Satan Arrow. Welcome to the bottom of the barrel. Land of Boz.
I couldn't hear the scarecrow. Can you play it again? You talked over the whole thing.
You don't like that? You don't like
The Wizard of Oz?
It has a place. I don't know why we have to play it. But go ahead.
Go. Oh, never mind.
No.
What's the matter?
That's the best song in Wizard of Oz.
Josh wants to hear it joy. Again. No, Jitterbug was.
Oh, I love that scene where they have the buffer.
Me too. Yeah. This whole montage
the hanging
is great.
From the ceiling, the buffer.
Stuffing him with new...
Oh, God.
New straw, yeah.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. 2 years ago, it was the only first time I noticed that everybody dressed up like the scarecrows, the farmhands. I had no idea.
All right, no way.
No idea.
You mean you didn't
realize? You were there, and you were there, and you were there, too.
You didn't?
What the?
Come on.
Okay. It's the same actors. Yeah. Had no idea.
Until you were a grown-ass man and finally figured that out?
That's right.
Wow. I remember when I figured it out, too, when I was 4.
Some people are a little slow on the uptake, I guess.
Hey, what are you saying now in slow motion, chick? What is it?
What?
Stuffed with what? What's going on?
No. And have you seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
The Tin Man, the Scarecrow and the Lion, and the Scarecrow are the farmhands at the beginning and at the end of the movie.
Right.
When the movie goes back to black and white,
and,
those are the same actors.
The mayor or somebody is also the wizard.
Yes.
Right, that's right.
Oh. I have
no idea. And the
wicked
angry neighbor is the
wicked witch.
Once again, I figured that out when I was six.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Blowing my mind.
I know. That's a big part of the movie.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, Greg, Rosebud, a sled.
Well, that's a spoiler alert that not everybody...
Really?
Answer the phone.
If this is Pat Godwin, I'm going home. Hello, Bob and Tom.
Please be Pat Godwin.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Floyd.
Have enjoyed you with Wizard of Oz program.
Great movie, right? Floyd.
Well, it's amazing what munchkins can do when they put their minds to it.
It sure is. They're hard workers.
Have you all heard the one about the trucker at the lot lizard? Well, this trucker kindly met up with an old weathered lot lizard. Yeah. And after he paid, you know, he took his time on the count. He was kindly wanting more of a girlfriend experience. He said, "Man, rather than get right out of that, I'd like to pretend we're back in high school." So she pulled her sock feet off the dash and said, "Fine by me. I'm here for the ride." So he kindly gets fresh and puts his hand on her leg and starts riding up toward her. Hoobastank. Some people call him.
That's a band.
Going to third base, of course. Uh-huh. He said, "Damn, I don't mean to be rude, but I believe I feel a little wear and tear on you." She said, "Oh, don't be afraid. It's mostly interstate miles." Oh, this Ukraine's a mess, isn't it?
Thank you, Floyd. That is very confusing.
Good night, Floyd.
One more sports story.
Oh, okay.
Tiger Woods Ventures, TGR.
Yeah.
And Pop Stroke Entertainment Group.
Wouldn't that be TW?
Yeah, TGR.
It's his company.
He TWV?
Name it anything
Tiger Woods
you want.
Ventures? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think TGR is probably on the
Tiger's
stock exchange.
Golf
ticker.
Something.
The old ticker.
Okay, sorry.
Can you work with me for just a second?
I'm going to be quiet.
I don't believe you.
It's the longest you've ever gone without speaking.
Pop Stroke. Yeah, that's a good question. Without sticking your nose in and telling somebody how to do something. How long? Like an hour, maybe?
Not as long as it's taking to get to the point of the story.
That's sports.
What's Tiger
what's
doing?
What's the story?
Pop Stroke was founded in 2018. A technology-infused golf entertainment concept featuring professionally designed putting courses and exceptional food and beverage.
Oh.
It's called Pop Stroke.
So it's going to be like a Top Golf for putting?
No, it's like a Top Golf for putting.
Is it putt-putt?
Sort of. Pop Stroke currently has one facility in Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
But and the locations in Scottsdale and Fort Myers, Florida, currently under development. And several additional sites are planned for 2020, and Tiger Woods will be responsible for designing the putting courses at Pop Stroke locations.
Wow.
Putt-putt course.
Tiger said, "This is a natural extension of my golf course design philosophy and my TGR designs."
Well, I got to tell you, I love putt-putt and its variations, and Topgolf is a blast. So
yes,
if this is Topgolf for putting, this may be huge.
I like to use the driver on the putt-putt course. I demolish the windmill. Decapitate the gnome.
Let the big dog eat.
Tiger Woods could play golf when he was 3 years old.
Yeah.
When I was 3 years old, I got a golf ball in a golf club. I swallowed the ball and knocked my sister's teeth out.
Greg Hahn, ladies and gentlemen.
Food, soft drink, signature cup.
There's got to be a better name than Pop Stroke.
Yeah, I
was confused.
Me
Hello,
too.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey.
If Tiger's designing this, then half the holes will be a Denny's waitress. I swear to God. Hey, Hon, you're always bragging about all your dates from hell. Try topping this one.
Okay.
I started seeing this new chick I met at Booney's last week on Co-Ed Dark Night.
Right.
And I asked her out, and she told me she won't go apple picking. Like she's half pilgrim or something. But she had a hot sister, so last Sunday I have her come pick me up. It's like 90 minutes away. Got a bunch of roads with no names, just numbers. Uh-oh. We finally get there. What a tourist trap. Not only is it an apple orchard, it's also an orchard slash pumpkin patch slash corn maze slash half-deflated bounce houses slash hayride slash petting zoo. Uh-huh. And then just to get in a place for $12 a piece, plus another $10 to park. Why am I going to have to pay to park in a field? When I hit Chili's or Walmart, they don't make me pay in their lot. Their lot's paved, marked off yet.
Good
but
point.
Somehow, here in the middle of parts unknown, parking's a hot commodity. Oh, and then on top of all that, I got to pay for the apples and the pumpkins. How's it cheaper to buy apples at the store, Here we're doing all the work, the picking and pruning, bagging, entire refining process, and still paying triple what Kroger's charges me. Uh-huh. I swear to God. And you guys know me. I'm pretty good at science, but this don't add up. Not to mention, I've never understood a woman's fascination with going apple picking.
What's
I mean, it ain't 1852 or medieval times, Well, back then, Christy, your only date options were apple picking or shoeing horses.
Yeah.
Maybe okay. Flying a kite in a meadow, or. So I understand why you do it back then, but you ladies, Christy, claim it's romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Even though doing this much work, the orchard should be paying me. I swear to God. Say right to the prospector's face. Oh, and tell me what's so romantic about a hayride.
Good point.
Between my Mountain Dew and her lip gloss, we were smothered in sweat bees before we hit the farm.
Jeez.
And the orchard had even more bees plus mud daubers. And then after we picked our own apples, we get back to shed. She wants to share a caramel apple for another $7. I'm like, now she's in on it. This has all the makings of conspiracy. But on a positive note, that dead molar I needed pulled for the last 2 years is gone. And don't get me started on a petting zoo neither. Two of their goats are crippled, and the other is just a dick that charged the guards. Swear to God. And the most exotic animal in the entire petting zoo was their family's cocker spaniel named Trina. You laugh, and I hate cocker spaniels. And I once got a world-class case of crotch crickets from a lingerie model named Trina.
Oh, good.
Now it goes on. And by the time we left, I dropped a total of $97 on a bag of apples, a gallon of apple cider, and a bag of ice for the bee stings, and one missing tooth.
Wow.
Spoiler alert, go easy on the cider. I was halfway to Pound Town with Miss Applecore when everything cut loose.
Oh, Donnie.
Well, no need for details, Christy, but I had to rename my fantasy football team the Splash.
Oh, man.
Speaking of that, I got to run.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.